The prices for recycled paper, aluminum, and other materials have dropped so low that local communities which collect the refuse are getting far less money from scrap dealers. In some cases, local governments are now paying money to get rid of the items. State Representative Spencer Black was the main author of the 1990 recycling law and is now back as chairperson of the Assembly Natural Resources Committee. Black says the lower prices are connected to the recession.
The market, as we know, the economy is depressed overall. And since recyclables are now very much a viable part of the national economy, they do well and do poorly, as the national economy does as well.
That still leaves local communities holding the bag, or should we say absorbing the higher disposal costs. Black, a Madison Democrat, says those costs might be a relatively small drain on local budgets, but he hopes his legislative colleagues remember local needs during state budget talks over financial aid to communities.
Even though we face a tough state budget, we're obviously going to have to be very aware of the economic pressures on our local communities. As real estate values fall, as sales tax revenues for counties decrease, as they have for the state, and as some needs for requirements for services, requests for services increase in tough economic times.
Black says he's not sure whether the state needs to do any more stimulating of markets for recycled materials. He hopes the Obama administration will improve the national economy and indirectly boost recycling prices, too. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.